Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Creators Outlet. Tonight, we welcome our special guest, George Medina, the creator of Wonder Duck. Hey, buddy, what's going on?
What's up, Will? How you doing, man?
Good, good, good.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it.
So, I know a little bit of the background because I've read the Catch the Crazy comic book. But why don't you tell us, you know, your background in comics, when you found your love for comics and stuff like that, and we'll go from there.
I grew up in, I was born in Ecuador, came to the States when I was 7 years old. And growing up in Ecuador, I was surrounded by art teachers. A lot of my aunts were into the arts. And so the love for art started when I was very, very young. I used to read a lot of comic strips in Ecuador. And so when I came here, I already had that kind of love for the art form. But I didn't really start reading comics until I was maybe in junior high school. And that was like in the late 80s, early 90s. And one of the first books I picked up was an Iron Man comic book. I used to go to the comic book shop with a buddy of mine, David Madranda, who I still follow. We still follow each other on Facebook. And I started collecting comics. That's when I really started collecting comics. I always liked to create stories, but collecting comics started then. And then that catapulted me into this whole new world of creating these comics. And I would fold 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper in half and just draw on them. There'd be no script. It was just like whatever came to my mind, I would just draw. And that's how it started, man. That's how that love for comics really started for me.
Now, I have to ask, because of relatives as art teachers, later on, did you pursue a career in art besides the comics? Did you do any scholarly, art school training or anything like that?
I wish. No, I actually, when I was in high school, I went to a trade school. And one of the trades that I took up was architecture, because I thought, you know what, that's close enough to drawing. I'll draw some buildings, and that kind of stuff. Very different. Very different. Architecture is very rigid. You have these draft tables and it's strength of materials and it's a lot of, it's math and it's, and I'm like, holy cow, this is not what I signed up for. And so I never pursued that, which hindsight is 22. I wish I had, because I think I could have done something with that, but I didn't. And so I just kept drawing just on my own. I never went to an actual school for drawing or anything like that until I was in college. And I did like a summer program at SVA, the School of Visual Arts. Mm-hmm. And I went there I was taking like a life drawing class. And that's where I met my buddy who we do the podcast with, Sam Vera, who Mm-hmm. I met him in that class. And he was telling me, hey, dude, I got this comic book company called Crazy Comics, man. Like, it's an independent comic book company. This is 2003, I want to say. He's like, I'm starting it up. Do you want to do this? And I had a comic book called Russ 5377 at the time. And I was like, sure, dude. I'll do it. And so, I was introduced to 11 by 17 sheets of paper and, Photoshop and digital coloring and all that other stuff, because that was starting to come up. And at the time, print on demand was still in its infancy. So we used to have to print our books through a guy we knew. He was like, I can do some printing for you after I get off, at my job. He was like, he worked at like a little small printing press and he would just print that books for us. But I never really pursued the art drawing art until I went to that class. And even that was kind of short lived because I realized after I completed my first comic, which is the Russ 5377 book that I was telling you about, that I wasn't exactly the best sequential artist. So I kind of decided, let me go into writing and let me start writing my stories rather than drawing my stories.
And that leads us to this question.
Yeah.
Of looking back on everything, who were some of the most influential names that you might like look back to and like take pieces of for the work of today from?
I was huge into like Hanna-Barbera and you know, Walt Disney. And that was I've said this before in other shows, but while I still love the X-Men cartoons and I love the Super Friends and stuff, I really enjoyed watching the Hanna-Barbera cartoons, right? I enjoyed the Flintstones, the Jetsons, I enjoyed watching Captain Caveman, and I enjoyed watching those cartoons. Those were the cartoons that really grabbed me, because my style was always more cartoony. I could never do, live, like real life drawings. It was all very cartoony, which led to the creation of, Wonder Duck and all that stuff. But I was huge into like the Disney Afternoon and, DuckTales and Darkwing Duck. And that was my zone. Like, I loved those kind of books. And so I would say that a lot of my inspiration for writing and creating and drawing came from those cartoons more so than any comic book I may have seen. Did I lose you, Will? I think you froze. Can you hear me? Uh-oh. I think Will froze. Hello, everybody. It's just me. Uh-oh. All right, well, listen, guys, if you're watching, my name is George, and I've been talking about The Adventures of Wonder Duck, and we've been talking about my background in comics and how I got started and how everything began. And while Will, there you go, he got kicked out. While Will comes back, just want to let you guys know that I will be here talking to Will for the next, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes, but I have a Kickstarter that we're going to get to in a few minutes. And if you guys pledge while I'm on this show right now, I will be giving away this print to everybody who pledges to the campaign while I'm live on the show, or even if after on the replay, you watch this show and you say, oh, that looks cool, just send me a message, pledge to the campaign, let me know that you're watching Creators Outlet, and I will include this in the pledge as a thank you for watching, hanging out, coming out here, and checking me out. Real briefly, I will also tell you that right now we are currently at 69. That is the back account. 69. I want to get to 75. What I'm doing is I have an incentive. It's called the Golden Ticket. Now, what the Golden Ticket is for every 25 backers, I will be putting a Golden Ticket randomly in somebody's pledge. Okay, so when you get the swag, when you get the comics in the mail after the campaign is over and you open up the package, and there is this Golden Ticket, you're going to use that Golden Ticket to get a free graphic novel. The graphic novel will be part two of the Wonder Duck saga, which is another 88-page graphic novel that I will be releasing next year, late next year. So if you guys get that Golden Ticket, find me at any place where I'm going to be, vendoring, or if I'm at a convention or anything like that, come up to the table, say, hey, George, I got this, and I will give you a book for free. So that's happening. The more pledges we get, the more chances you get to get one of these, because it's going to be random and it's going to be for every 25 backers. So right now we have 50 backers, so I have two that I'm giving away. Hopefully we get to that 75 backer goal and I can pull, I'll have another one ready for you guys to ready for me to give another one of those away. So make sure that you go to the link. It's in the chat. Check out The Adventures of Wonder Duck, pledge to the campaign, let's make our stretch goal, which, let's see, the stretch goal that I have coming up next is a $3,000 stretch goal. $3,000 stretch goal gets you a print by a buddy of mine. His name is Sam Vera. He is my co-host on a podcast that I also do called Catch the Craze. And we go live just about every Tuesday and Wednesday. And we also have a show live on Thursday mornings, tomorrow morning, the Morning Brew with the Crazy Crew. So check me out there. But he did a print for me. It's an 8 by 10 print. It's an homage cover to Tony Harris, who did Superman, a Superman cover. It's a graphic novel that he did, and it's a really, really cool print. That gets unlocked at $3,000. Now, I have no control over the show, so I can't share that with you guys. But trust me, it is a beautiful print. Sam did an amazing job. And again, it is going to be unlocked at $3,000, which we are, we're very close. We're at 2402, so we're very close to it. We have 20 days. It's been a week since I launched it, and I feel like I've been doing this for about 7 years. So it's not a long campaign, but I will be doing it for the next 20 days. So June 1st at 8:30 p.m. is the last day of the campaign. Come on board, guys. Thank you so much to everyone who's already pledged. I really appreciate you guys. You guys have been amazing. We funded in an hour. We got Project We Love from Kickstarter. So Kickstarter loves us. And so make sure that you follow the link there in the chat. And you know, you show me a little love. But on June 1st, we are going to be closing out the campaign live on Catch the Craze. So make sure you go to catchthecraze.com and go there and, you know, subscribe to the channel so that you are ready to rock and roll on June 1st. I'm going to have some more surprises. I was giving away some stuff. I was giving away T-shirts. I was giving away a few things. So make sure that you go to the show. Check it out. I'm going to be giving away a few things on that day. So you want to get there. You want to check it out. Let me just share with you guys really quickly while Will comes back, the covers. So this is the main cover of the book. It's The Adventures of Wonder Duck, issue number 5. And this is the main cover done by my artist, who is, they are in the Philippines. And the studio's name is Studio 9 Lives. Now, Studio 9 Lives, they're a great bunch of guys. Go to their website, studio9lives.com. Check them out there. They've actually done some work for Castlevania. So they've done some animation for Castlevania. So their artwork is incredible. If you check out the campaign, I have a preview of the first 5 pages of the book on there. So check that out. And the other cover that I have is this cover right here. And this was done by my friend, my good buddy, Mr. Joe Holly. He did the cover on this. And Victor Claudia, another really good friend of mine, he did the colors on this cover. It is gorgeous. It is an homage for those, for my friends who are comic book geeks. You know, this is the homage cover to Amazing Spider-Man number 300. And it is by Todd McFarlane. So we jazzed it up a little bit. I put the stars that go on Wonder Duck's chest as the backdrop to it. And this is issue number 5. It doesn't say number 5 all around it. I opted for the stars. But this is available on the campaign at the $20 tier. So basically what you get is you're going to get this and you're going to get this guy. You're going to get both books for $20 plus an 8x10 print of the cover. A virgin print of this cover will be included in that package. So at $20, you get this and the 8x10 print of this cover, virgin cover. Okay, you're also going to get a digital version of it, so make sure you get that. Now, at the $30 tier is this cover. Now, I was talking to Will before he went off, and I told him that I stopped drawing very early on. I stopped drawing my own comics soon after I did Russ 5377 back in, like, I don't know, 2006 or so. I did do a cover for my buddy Samuel Vera for his book, There's an Alien in My Toilet, issue number 1. I did that cover, but that was a very long time ago. Then I did an issue number 4 for him. And that was the last time I did a cover until this guy. So this was drawn by me. It was inked by Alex Rivera. Big shout out to Alex Rivera. He's done a lot of work in the industry. It's also colored by Victor Claudio. My friend Victor Claudio came back and did the coloring on this cover. So for $30, you get this cover, you get this cover, and you get this cover. So you get all 3 covers at the $30 tier, okay? And you also get the virgin print, 8x10 print of this guy. So you get 3 books, plus you get the virgin print, 8x10, plus a digital copy of it. Now, at the $50 tier, okay, which is the next one online, But before I go there, I do have to say that, and this is probably my favorite. This is probably my favorite tier of all of them. Will just sent me a message, said his Wi-Fi went down, which stinks. But hopefully you guys are still watching and I'm not boring the hell out of you. But let me tell you, at the $35 value, okay, $35. What I did was for this campaign, I linked up with Comic Book for Kids. Now, for those who don't know, Comic Book for Kids, it's a non-for-profit organization that provides comic books to kids in hospitals and cancer centers. There's nothing, you know, more enjoyable than seeing a kid, you know, just excited about reading a comic book, just like we did when we were kids. And these kids obviously needed more so than we ever did as children, because, you know, they're going through very difficult, obviously very difficult times. And so what this organization does is that it provides these comic books, not just comic books, they send Funko Pops. I've seen a lot of that stuff go out to them. And so basically what I'm doing is one of my tiers, which is a $35 tier, what I'm doing there is I am doing five copies of the book. So you get five copies of The Adventures of Wonder Dog. This, they get five copies. I'm sorry. The kids get five copies each, okay, per pledge. So every time somebody pledges for the $35 tier, which I already have, about eight people have already pledged. So that's 40 books that are going to the hospitals for kids. Nine backers. Holy cow, good stuff. So nine backers, or 45 books have already gone out there. I'm trying to get up to like 100 of these books to get out to them. So they're going to get five copies of this as the organization will, and then they'll distribute it out to hospitals all over the country. So they get five copies, and then you get to choose between this copy, this cover, or this cover as a thank you for the for choosing that tier. So that's what they get. So the kids get five, you get one, but you get to choose which one you get. So that is that particular tier. It's a $35 tier. There is no shipping that I'm charging for that tier. I'm covering the shipping on those books. So all you got to do is just pledge. It's $35. It's going for kids. You get a book, everybody wins. So that is the one that I love. I love that tier. If you guys are going to pledge to the campaign, pledge to that one. There he is. He's back.
I would like to thank Comcast very much for shutting off my internet again.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Yeah, I was just going through the campaign. No, but thank you for coming back.
I'm just like, what the hell?
I know. You froze for a second. I was like, uh-oh, is it me or is it Will? And then I went into the YouTube and I was like, oh, wait, no, it's Will. And then eventually he just signed off. And I was like, okay, let me see what I got going on here. Luckily, I had all my books ready to rock and ready to show. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But no, go ahead. We'll carry on.
Yeah, it's where were we? We were not on my phone. That's where we were.
We were talking about just my, like, how I was drawing and how I stopped drawing and I went into writing. And then I, you know, you said, what were some of the influences? What are some of the people you liked? And I was telling you it was more Hanna-Barbera and like Disney that did it for me more so than comics.
And then Sam's dog bit you.
Sam's dog bit me every time I went to his house. And we did the crazies. And the Catch the Craze podcast started all over again. So, yeah, that's where we are.
Did it dawn on you? Did you ever want to just, like, field goal punt the dog?
No, you know, it's funny. So that happened once. Sam has a lot of he has a lot of rescue dogs. And I think I might have just been, you know, he might have been like, hey, man, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. And so he lunged for my pants. But, you know, it was nothing too serious. But we added that. For those who don't know, we did a comic book called Catch the Crazies, which is a story about us as podcasters and how we want to be the number one podcast in the universe. So we asked the universe to help us out, and they send over those crazies. But, yeah, that's one of the scenes in the book. Did you like it? Did you enjoy the book, Will?
Yeah. I bought the homage to Action One of like the last issue.
That's right. As we collect those, don't you?
Yeah, I got a bunch of those. Yeah, those and Detective 27 homages.
Oh wow, really? Why? What made you just love those covers?
I just like those like any classic covers, like the the Flash of Two Worlds.
Right, I got you.
You know, and yeah. Certain things that just resonate with me, and you know, comics growing up and everything.
Yeah.
Some of which are just, you know, books that I'm like, I will never own a real one. If I won the state lottery tomorrow, that last night was at 86 million, I still would not own a real one. So,
that's true. It's funny. I got your message on here. You were like, my Wi-Fi went down. I was like, oh man.
I'm not used to doing this on a phone, so I'm just kind of like.
I hear you. Isn't that the beauty of live streaming?
Yeah, isn't it?
You just never.
What's he doing? That. I don't know.
It's incredible, man. You just never know. Sometimes I get nervous when we're doing our show on Catch the Craze, because Sam has the controls. So if his stuff goes down, I'm left like like today, just ad-libbing, and I'm like, uh-oh. But I don't have any access to like the sharing of things, so I'm like, uh-oh, trouble.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm still trying to find that myself. I see a bunch of people in, but I'm like, I'm still waiting for my internet to come up. We did a reboot of the router.
Yeah.
Is it working now? Maybe I can come in and have control again.
There you go.
Let's see. Oh.
Hey, Jonathan Syfax, just subscribe to the channel. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jonathan. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need, subscribers.
We're going to give away a slab when we hit 300. So.
Oh, good stuff.
Whoops, that's the wrong show. Here we go.
Yeah, you're at 241, so Ricky, you're getting it. You're getting it.
Here we are. I can leave this now. How do I do that? Oh, I know.
See you later.
Something like that, yeah.
It's like it's not working on the screen.
There we go.
You are. You're back. Okay, it's a reverb.
Oh, that was awful.
There he is.
Welcome back, Jack.
Welcome back.
Now we gotta. Yeah, just. Thank you so much. It was probably a great show because I wasn't on it. Anyway, it was just you. It was like, oh, he's got his own show now.
Ooh. I know. You'll see the replay. I'm just going through all of the stuff on the Kickstarter just verbally.
You want to shoot me the link in the private chat real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have anything up and running.
Let's see. It's crazy, man. So they just shut, like, it just shut down? What, it just went completely?
Yeah, it just went blah, 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 blah. And next thing I know, I got swirlies. And my girlfriend's watching TV. And I go, we just lost the internet. Again, she's like, I've never known anybody loses internet as much as you. I go, yeah, you would think for somebody that actually has it on, you know, that somebody actually has it on, you know, automatic payment every month.
Right, right. That it would be shut down like that. I threw it up in there to see if that one works.
Oh, yeah, there is. I don't know, private chat. There we go.
There you go.
And we're back, Jack.
All right.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Yay!
There it is. The Adventures of Wonder Dog.
I did it. It's just weird because my phone won't shut off.
No.
So I'm getting echo on my side.
Yeah, yeah. I vaguely hear it, but I do hear a little bit of it. But yeah, no, that's awesome. Hey, if anybody else is watching, we just subscribe to the channel, guys. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And if you pledge tonight, I am giving away one of these guys right here for pledging and subscribing tonight. Do you want to go all at once?
So, shut up, phone. I just hit it to like reboot so it would quit talking back to me in my own voice. So 20 days to go.
Yes.
69 backers.
Mm-hmm.
And $2,402 so far.
So far, yes. Yes.
So far. And you're also a Kickstarter project we love. I almost said Facebook. I'm like, screw Facebook.
Yeah.
We not got not that. Literally, but.
Yeah, no, I hear you. We got that distinction. I think it was like on the second or third day. I didn't think, you know, we've never gotten it. You know, we've done a few of these campaigns and we've never been able to get it. And finally, this one broke through. So
the duck done did it.
The duck done did it. The duck ducked around and got it. So, yeah, so we got the project we love.
Funded in 1 hour.
That was an event. We went live last week on the show and I couldn't get the page to launch. I could not for the life of me. We couldn't get it to launch. We were trying everything. Apparently there was something wrong with the rewards. And so, mm-hmm. you know, they wouldn't let us launch and we were supposed to launch at 8:30. I don't think we launched until it was like 9 o'clock or something. Like it took us like a half hour and we were live. We were live on the show launching. And, you know, people were laughing, joking around. It was good. It was a good time. Daphne Lage, I don't know if you know Daphne Lage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, she was heaven sent. She was an angel because she came in. She said, George, let me fix it. She went in. I gave him a password. And sure enough, she got it going. And, yeah, we funded. We funded in that hour, man.
Yeah, she might have launched a project or two in her
time. Just a couple.
Just a few.
But, yeah, no, she really helped out. So big, big, big shout out to Daphne. She's actually got a campaign launching, I think, in next month. So big shout out to her.
She's always, well, her and JD both always have a campaign launching, you know. Yes, so
they do.
You know, so let's, now that we can, I know you talked about the campaign, but now they can see yes. that, and we'll drop us down, way down here, because the awesome. Duck's the important one.
There you go. So yeah, so this is the campaign for the Adventures of Wonder Duck Chapter 5, Nothing to Muse. Dr. Muse is the creator of the suit that Duke Dalbeek, who is Wonder Duck, wears. And the way that suit came about was because Dr. Muse was actually creating suits for an army that he was creating for the enemy. When he gets caught, he decides, oh, I got to get rid of this evidence, throws it out into space. It travels through space, lands on planet Faroth, which is where Duke Dalbeek is from, smacks him dead in the head, and transforms him into Wonder Duck. Now, that's what you see in the first four chapters of the book, which is the graphic novel that's also available here on the campaign. But chapter 5 is more about what happens to Dr. Muse after he's been caught and accused of treason. So that's what the campaign is, and that's what I'm funding. It's a 24-page, you know, full-color comic. And we're hoping to get it, you know, obviously this is for printing. What I did was I added a previously on the Adventures of Wonder Duck as the first two pages of the book. So it gives you pretty much a recap of what happened in the story before you actually get into the new story. So at the bottom of this, you will see, and now, and then I give you a quick preview of the first five pages of what happens to Dr. Muse. He's coming in to get what he thinks is to get, you know, rescued by these two characters. So if you've read the book, you know these are two of the bad guys, the baddies, Radamus Fink and Garb the Bull. And, you know, they basically leave him there to kind of say, hey, man, you know, things have changed. Thank you so much for your technology, but we don't need you anymore. Mm-hmm. And so that's basically where this kind of this preview ends, and you see what happens next throughout the book. So I was telling everybody before when the glitch happened that the artwork was done by some artists that I hired. They're out in the Philippines, and they've done some animation work on Castlevania. So oh, they've cool. done some animation stuff. Yeah, so they've really, really hooked it up. This right here, though, is probably my favorite tier. It's I linked up with Comic Book for Kids. And basically, you know, I was telling everybody it's a non-for-profit organization that provides comics for kids in hospitals and cancer centers. And so what I'm doing is this tier for $35, the kids get five comics, five of these guys, they get five. And then you get to choose the pledger. You get to choose from one of these three covers. So you can either get the main cover, the homage cover, or the cover that I did for the book. So you get to choose between the three.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's cool.
And who doesn't like to help kids get comics and entertain themselves, especially kids that are stuck in the hospital?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Something to, you know, just take their minds off of that, you know, all that horrible stuff that's happening.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, but the Mark Wise, who's the chairman of Comic Book Kids, he said that he would also send a letter just thanking everybody for the pledging and giving these kids comics to read, you know. So that's cool. I can't wait to get that. I got 9 people who have already pledged to that, so we're looking at about 45 books for these kids. I'm trying to get that up to like 100, man. Like, I really want them to get some of these books. So that's cool.
My buddy Tim said, so much. That is very cool.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Big Heidi Ho from Hawaii.
Wow. All right. Nice. I want to go to Hawaii, man. That's like one of the places I want to go.
Oh, it's so expensive. I'm like, I go, I like to go to Hawaii too. Maybe hang out with Tim for a weekend or something and be like, oh. I can't do it. Do you know how many comics I could buy with that money?
Oh, man. That's amazing. Oh, zooming in. Nice.
Are we?
Yeah, it zoomed in. That's cool.
Oh, though. I did.
I like it.
I didn't know I could do that.
That's awesome.
I don't know what I did. I double-clicked a button somehow.
It's like Bob Ross once said. There are no accidents. There are no mistakes. Yeah. Just happy accidents. These are my stretch goals. So we've unlocked the first one already. $2,000 unlocked this print, which is the Wonder Duck Army print. And it's basically, this is what Radimus Fink, who's the main baddie there, wanted to do, was create this army of, they're not Wonder Ducks, they're just suits. Wonder Duck is our hero, but these are the clones. And so this is the print, you know, commemorating that scene in the book when you finally get to see the full army of Wonder Ducks that are going to invade, this planet in this all-out conflict. So that's already been unlocked at the $2,000 goal. The next one is $3,000. Mr. Will in the Comic Crew on Facebook. Oh, man. Damn. See, Facebook, man. It does that.
Yeah, they're just evil.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, so at $3,000, we unlock my buddy. I was just telling everybody, my buddy Sam Vera's print, which is an homage, another homage. He likes the homage covers. So he did an homage to a Superman cover, actually, here. Tony Harris. Yeah, you remember this one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he did that as an homage. So that's a print that gets unlocked as soon as we hit the 3,000, which we are close. We're a little under 600. So, you know, hopefully we get that done. And then the $4,000 stretch goal is this print, which we haven't unlocked it yet. But like I was telling everybody earlier, I am giving it away here on the show if you subscribe to the channel and you pledge to the campaign. If you do that tonight, right now, physical tiers, I will send this out to you guys. So it's a good incentive to pledge to the campaign right now. It's not unlocked yet. Obviously, it doesn't unlock until 4,000, but you can get it right now if you want it. So,
see, I keep seeing this picture of the ape pop up, and I'm like, man, that's mean of George to be, you know, showing off pictures of me. I don't even have any pants on. What the hell?
Look at those legs, though. Look at those legs.
Man, somebody didn't miss leg day.
Man, no, not at all. Jeez. And listen, this was done by Hector Rodriguez. Very talented artist. And Sean Lee, he colored it. They've teamed up and they hooked me up with this. It's gorgeous. So big shout out to them. Thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it's me again. I'm all up on the screen. I love it.
Uh-oh.
Jonathan, very nice. Thank you so much, Jonathan. I really appreciate you, man.
There I am.
There you are. There you're back. You're back.
Please support my brother from another mother, everyone, and pledge to Wonder Duck.
The duck.
I have part one, and I'll tell you, it's a great family comic and great for all ages. Well worth the pledge.
Thank you, John.
See, I'm always saying we need more, you know, family-friendly comics.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Because all the other stuff is like, you know, it's all well and good, but you know.
Listen, it's like we were talking about it off the air. Me, just like you, I'm a big Joker fan. Love the Joker. Love those comics. Love that dark stuff. Love it. But I think that just like when I was growing up, you know, I was watching cartoons. I was reading comic strips. I was reading these things for kids, which led me to become this guy right now who still reads comics. Mm-hmm. And if the kids don't have something that they can read and they can grow up with, then where's the industry going to be? Once they turn 45, you know? So, you know, I think it's important, man. It's really
God
important.
Bless you thinking I'm 45.
Hey, listen, I guess. Lucky guess.
Yeah, I wish. Man, I'm going to be 53 the end of the year. So.
Oh, man, that's a young 53.
Yeah. My daughter's about to be 14, and she's like, Dad, you should be really good at history. I mean, you were alive in the 1900s.
There. Oh, wow, 1900s. She went there. She just called it the 1900s.
And then somebody said to me the other day, and, you know, maybe want to, like, twist the knife some more. It was like, do you believe the 80s were 40 years ago?
Yes. Yes.
Quit laughing at me.
Damn, no respect. You're like my
girlfriend right can now. Afford to laugh at me. She's much younger.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, once you get up over 50, everything's much much colder, much hotter.
Yes, yes.
Oh, much man. Less money in the pockets.
Yes, indeed.
Let's bring this back up again. There we go.
It's coming up. There it is.
All right, let's scroll down to where we was. Scrolling. It's me scrolling.
It's still scrolling. Yes, leg day. There you are. All right. And then I also have add-ons, guys. So if there's something within the tiers that you're like, but I wanted another comic, there it is. So you can get physical copies additionally for $5. The 8x10 prints that also come with the with some of the tiers, you can get at $10 each. I have a really cool holofoil sticker for $3. Nice. I do have a trading card, a Wonder Duck trading card. It's gold metallic, so it's holofoil with gold metallic, so all the gold is holofoil, so it's a really cool card. I have that for $500 while supplies last. I do have Wonder Duck t-shirts that come in white, red, blue, and yellow. So you can choose your color. You can choose your size. I have them in men, women's, and youth. So if you have kids, you can definitely get them some t-shirts. An 88-page graphic novel. This is part one. So this is the first four issues. So first 88 pages of the book are there. So you can get that. But if you don't, you know, if you're like, you know what? I'll go with a digital catch-up. I also have that for $10. And you can get the digital version of it if you want to read it on your iPad, on your phone, or whatever. You can get it for $10.
Yeah, this is the Australian variant. You know, in case Michael Bancroft's listening, this is the any digital tier is now known as the Australian variant. Oh, as soon as I heard one creator that it was going to cost them $70 to ship one book to Australia,
then we started
88 page graphic novel, $15. You can read the whole thing from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, oh, I don't like to grab anything in the middle, well, then hit this add-on.
Yes.
For $15 for an 88 page graphic novel.
Yeah.
Any other campaign, that would be $25 easy. So
this is good.
That's a bargain. It's a bargain.
And then I figured, you know what? Let me put some pictures up there for those who want to see what they're getting. So you can still get the digital copy of it. The $10 copy gives you all of the prints. So every single print on the campaign is already here. You don't have to unlock any stretch goals. You already get them digitally on your phone if you pledge to the $10 digital tier, which now we're calling it the Australian tier.
The Australian variant.
That's
yeah.
right, the Australian variant. So here you are. So you can get that. You can also then just pay $10 for the actual copy of the book. You can get the physical copy of the book for $10, and you also get a digital copy with it. So, you know, if you want to read the book, you can read it on your phone, and you can save this guy. All the books are going to come bagged and boarded. So they're going to come in bags. They're going to come boarded. You don't have to worry about the edges getting all damaged and stuff like that. They're already covered for you. So you don't even have to take them out. You can just read it digitally if you want. It's totally up to you. I will also give you the option if you want me to sign the book or not. They're not going to be pre-signed. It's up to you guys if you want it. This is, you get both covers. So you get both the homage and you get the regular cover plus the 8x10 print here at the $20 mark. So that's two books and a print for $20.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you get that.
I had a buddy that in one of the comic groups who was a huge 300 homage fan.
Yeah.
He sadly passed away. He had some health problems. He had a double lung transplant.
Oof,
and geez. Was in and out of the hospital. Poor guy. Was young kid too.
Oh man. That's
and
sad.
His, you know, late 20s, early 30s. So.
Oh, wow. I think I might have seen photos about. I think I know who you're talking about.
Jason, yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, that's sad, dude.
So yeah. Sad. So wow. Every time I see a 300 homage or an actual 300, I think of him and miss a friend. You know.
Oh, that's yeah. No, that's terrible.
But man. You know, in the name of Jason, if you're a friend of Jason's, you can buy this for only $20.
That's right.
Way cheaper than an actual copy of 300.
Yeah.
And you will add to your 300 homage collection and think of our good friend Jason when you buy that on your wall.
Absolutely,
and
man.
Not just that, but when you get the book in, you post it in like every comic group you can go in. Look what I just got in. And people will go nuts. Where'd you get that?
For sure, man. For sure. Now, for the $30, you get all three covers. So you get every single cover that I have, A, B, and C. And you get an 8x10 print of the cover that I did for The Adventures of Wonder Dog. I was telling you, I hadn't picked up a pencil in like since my Rust 5377 days. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to draw a cover for this book. So I did. And there it is. It's Dr. Muse with Wonder Dog coming out of the rubble. If you guys have read the first four chapters of the book, you know what happens at the end, and this is the continuation to that. So that's there. So
and that's cool because, well, you know, on the plus side, look how much you saved on art for doing it yourself.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I did say this is the kids tier that I was telling you guys about. So you get all five.
Oh, books. Yeah.
Yeah, so you get all the five books that go into the kids, and then you get to choose whichever cover you want, A, B, or C. I give you the choice. You decide.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you decide which one you want for you.
That's awesome. So the comics for kids will get five copies for every person that pledges this $35 tier, and then you get your choice of covers A, B, or C.
That's right. Yep.
So this is cover A, B is the 300 homage, and C is the cover that George did himself.
Yep, that's all that. Then $50 gets you a t-shirt, the trading card, the 88-page graphic novel, a copy of the book, a print, and a holofoil sticker. So you get all of that for $50. The cards are limited to 500, and you're going to get them. They're numbered. They're serialized. So you're going to get one of 500, two of 500. Those are cool. Those are going to be hopefully a collector's items at some point. So you get that at $50. And then, and like I said, the T-shirts come in different colors. So you guys can tell me which color you guys want. And then at $100, you get everything. You get absolutely the whole shebang. What I'm adding here is a little flash drive for my writers out there who sometimes go into a library without their computers for whatever reason. And they have an idea and they want to write it, but they don't know where to save it. Bring your WonderDuck USB flash drive. It's a 2 gig flash drive. Write whatever you want to write and save it right on the flash drive. So I added that to the $100 bundle for everybody there. So
a WonderDuck flash drive, the Schmancy trading card, holofoil stickers, a t-shirt that will only fit my girlfriend or my or my kid. The graphic novel to get you all caught up.
Yep.
And all three covers and all three prints.
That's right.
That's not a bad deal.
That's everything. And then here's the team. Here's everybody that contributed. There's their links. There's me. There's Studio Nine Lives, a little brief history on them.
Cool.
Joe Holly, my friend who did the homage cover.
Nice.
It was his idea to do that one, and he killed it. So I thank him very much. There's Alex Rivera, who did the inks on my cover.
Mm-hmm.
There's Victor Claudio, who did the colors on my cover and on the homage cover, so BNC. There's Sam, who did he's the artist on Superman homage print. There's him. There's Hector right there, Hector yep. Rodriguez, Cyber Ape Print, and Sean Lee, who did the colors. And then I just wanted to give a shout out at the end of the campaign to some other projects that are out there right now. Sam's got There's an Alien in My Toilet Part 2 coming out.
So make I sure was like, oh, this is sus.
Yeah, so sign up to the pre-launch page there. Also, Russell Allen, he's got Cat, and Piggy Girl. He's got that book right now on Kickstarter, so make sure you go pledge to that. Brian Rodman's got this cool book, The Nebulizer. So make sure you check that out. And
I like the colors there.
Oh, it's gorgeous. You guys got to check that out. Hit the link. And then there's this, The Misadventurers, man. This one's really cool. It's almost done. I think they're about maybe a day or two away from being finished. So yeah, check out that. They're also on Kickstarter. So but I figured, you know what?
This reminds me a little bit of Mighty Mascots.
Keith Gleason. I love that book. But yeah, so check that out. That's the campaign. And like I said, if you guys pledge while we're on the show right now and subscribe, you're getting that print of Will right here in this suit.
Yeah, that's me.
Look at those legs. Look at that guy. Look at that cool guy. But
that's what
yeah, man.
Look like.
that's all she wrote. That's what it is.
Minus a couple of flubs. Thank you, Comcast, so much. I'll be calling and screaming at them tomorrow. I'm like, why do you keep resetting my router? Stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it. I paid you your $10. Leave me alone.
Crazy. Hey, listen, it was fun anyway. Well, I really appreciate you having me on the show, man. You're amazing.
It was good. It was good hanging out and talking to you, my brother. And we'll look forward as soon as I can get some cash and getting one of these tiers. I want to check. It's always good to have books that the kids can read.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. I agree. Hey, what's up, Mike?
How you doing, brother?
How are you, sir? Hey, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Don't forget.
He already has.
Subscribed. All right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, I think, and then Michael attested this, I think we need more comics for kids, man.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that the kids can dive into, you know, and really, really start, you know, reading more and doing. I mean, listen, like I told you before, as a little kid from Ecuador coming to the States, a lot of my vocabulary came from that Iron Man comic, that Thor comic that I bought. You know, those comic books just really taught me, the language and vocabulary, you know what I mean? So it's necessary.
Oh yeah, for sure. Here we go. Oh, now they're all coming in.
Oh, look at that. There they are.
Jonathan, party, how you doing? More kid stuff.
Yeah.
And if you pledge before we end this, you're going to get a little something special in your physical tier.
Yes, you're going to get this guy right here. Physical tier. If you guys pledge and subscribe, make sure you subscribe and make sure you're going to get that in your swag bag when I send it out to you guys. So it's been good, man. I mean, the campaign did, you know, it's been doing well. I'm grateful, man. Everybody's, you know, been very supportive. And so we move on, you know, 20 more days of this. 20 more days.
20 more days. Plenty of time to get up to get a lot more of these in there. And don't forget, if you can, please pledge that $35 tier. Each one of those tiers, you get your choice of what cover you get.
Yes.
And five copies go to Comics for Kids. They get distributed to kids that are battling cancer and other terrible things in children's hospitals around the country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I even think they Comic Books for Kids, I think, has gone international too. I think they're in the UK.
Oh, is
at this
it?
Point.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
they're really growing. So they're really doing a lot of great stuff. So yeah, it's a great cause, and I'm happy to do this for them. So yeah, it's fun, man. And like we were talking about, just kids, comic books for kids and kids comics. We need more of those all over. So
cool.
Yes,
George, sir. Thank you so much for your time tonight, and we'll talk to everybody. We're on hiatus from OK Boomer tomorrow night, so I'll be back Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern with the Seanzilla Art Show, and another guest next Wednesday right here on the Creators Outlet. George, thank you so much, and good luck. I know it'll get a lot higher than it has. Thank you. A project we love right here on Kickstarter. Check it out for yourself.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you.
I'm trying to find the right button. There it is. Boom.